Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Presidents have to make a lot of tough decisions about enforcing the law, and they have to make decisions about questions that are unsettled. Did I understand you to say, well, you know, if he makes a mistake, he makes a mistake. He's subject to the criminal laws just like anybody else. You don't think he's in a special, a peculiarly precarious position?
Justice Samuel Alito of the Supreme Court yesterday in the discussion of how much immunity does a president have? It's pretty interesting that we're like a quarter of a millennium into this experiment, and we haven't nailed this down yet, how much a president has in terms of immunity for actions they take in office.
We could get into why we're having to deal with this now, the unique nature of Trump, the utterly unforgivable lawfare that's being waged in politics. But this is a great opportunity to just look at a really vexing and complicated and interesting issue and not worry about partisanship to me.
All right.
I look at the lefty justices, they seem acutely aware that Trump is on trial here.
Right. Yeah, that's your view of it, my view of it, the Wall Street Journal's view of it. It's not MSNBC's view of it, which is you guys are just trying to turn this into a big philosophical thing so that you can kick the can down the road, which will get the decision past the election. You have a specific case in front of you. Does Donald Trump have immunity from the things he's charged with? Why don't you just decide the specifics? Which is often what a Supreme Court does do. You just look at
a narrow ruling,
look at the specifics of the case, and then it gets, you know, when another one comes up later on down the road, then you add to the precedents.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to view it. And it's not a completely lunatic argument. On the other hand, I think, if you polled the conservative six, look, if we could magically have somebody other than Trump be president, what would you say? You'd have six votes, okay? So the idea that there's six big Trump honks is hilarious. Secondly, this is now a Pandora's box that has been opened. I don't think that the narrow ruling thing is idiotic, like I said. I don't think it's right. We've got to figure this out or it'll never end. Anyway, having said that, we've got both some really interesting snippets from the oral arguments and then some really solid analysis, we think.
Yeah, it lasted about 2.5 hours, and I listened to about half of it yesterday. It's flipping fascinating. I hope to finish it today.
Yeah, I've got to get from you the easiest way to link to that. And you know what? We'll figure that out and post it at armstrongandgetty.com. I'm sure we can do that. But anyway, let's roll on with some more actual clips from the hearing. This is another from Justice Alito 30, Michael, and we'll just go in order.
You began by explaining why you believe that immunity from criminal prosecution is essential for the proper functioning of the presidency. But my question is whether the very robust form of immunity that you're advocating is really necessary in order to achieve that result.
I'd like to hear the answer. It's kind of,
I think we're all questions.
The question. They're all questions.
I think so.
All right, well, I'll answer them. I don't know. Okay, rolling on.
If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
If I remember correctly, the answer did get into that's why it's so important for the electorate to choose carefully who they put in that position.
Yeah, my response to KBJ would be, if that was really that big a danger, we'd have dealt with this long ago. Right?
I think what I just said is key. You got to get the right kind of person in there. I mean, it's like I always say, if I find a billfold that's got money in it and an ID, there's not a chance I'm going to steal any of that money. I'm not built that way.
Mm-hmm.
We have had almost entirely, not entirely, but close to entirely presidents who were that kind of person with you know, their duties. So this didn't come up. But if you make it clear that, by the way, just letting you know, you get elected president, you can do anything. I mean anything. I don't know where it happens then.
Yeah, yeah. And at the same time, as they argue, if you also were told the minute you walk into the Oval Office, you screw up, we're going to put you in jail after your presidency.
Oh, right. Well, that you can't. No president can function like that.
Rolling on, this is Chief Justice John Roberts.
Why shouldn't we either send it back to the Court of Appeals or issue an opinion making clear that that's not the law?
Well, I am defending the Court of Appeals judgment, and I do think that there are layered safeguards that the court can take into account that will ameliorate concerns about unduly chilling presidential conduct. That concerns us. We are not endorsing a regime that we think would expose former presidents to criminal prosecution in bad faith, for political animus, without adequate evidence.
To make it clear, in case you don't understand, at some point, I don't know if we have that clip, the lawyer for the prosecution said he agreed that, and that would have been that guy there, agreed that a president has to have some sort of immunity. They couldn't function without it. So once that is agreed upon by all parties, which it is, well, now we got to start drawing lines. And so it only makes sense that this is going to get kicked to other courts and they're going to start drawing lines. Therefore, this case is not going to happen before the election. Not a chance.
Here's the brilliant Neil Gorsuch.
I'm not concerned about this case, but I am concerned about future uses of the criminal law to target political opponents based on accusations about their motives, mm-hmm. whether it's re-election or who knows what corrupt means in 1512. Right? We don't know what that means. Maybe we'll find out sometime soon. But the dangerousness of accusing your political opponent of having bad motives, mm-hmm. and if that's enough to overcome your core powers or any other limits.
Yeah, I see what he's driving at there. So you could do something like drone someone, hit him with a weapon from a drone. And the other side could dig, 6 degrees of separation, right? They could dig and find out that your cousin had once done business with that person's cousin's attorney. And they could say, hey, only shot him dead from a drone because he was looking out for his cousin. And and then you're prosecuted? Like, I mean, because that Alvin Bragg case going on right now shows that you can take a stinking pile of garbage and drag that into court and cause, at the very least, enormous expense and time to your political opponent right during the election season.
One of the examples the lawyer on the Trump side used yesterday was, could you prosecute Biden for his lax enforcement of the border? Well, if you could draw up some sort of, here's a business he's connected to somehow that benefited from illegal immigration, boom, it's a crime, and it wasn't just a policy.
Yeah, that's a good one. This is D. John Sauer, one of the attorneys involved. Which one was he? Is he the cartoon rabbit guy again, or is he? And I say that with great respect. The man just sounds like a cartoon rabbit. It's not his fault. Well, go ahead and roll it, Michael.
The implications of the court's decision here extend far beyond the facts of this case. Could President George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding or allegedly lying to Congress to induce war in Iraq? Could President Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad by drone strike? Could President Biden someday be charged with unlawfully inducing immigrants to enter the country illegally for his border policies? The answer to all these questions is no. Prosecuting the president for his official acts is an innovation with no foothold in history or tradition and incompatible with our constitutional structure.
The George Bush lying us into war, I mean, so that was such a big part of the media coverage and the Democrats' position, absolutely would have been an example of something you go after him for.
Right. Yeah, that's an easy one. And I think Sauer, who's representing the Trump side of this, obviously, he makes a good point. That's getting back to the whole, if the danger is that acute that the president is going to be completely lawless, how have we gotten 250 years into this and not had to worry about it, really? Mm. I think that's a pretty compelling argument. This is also known as sleeping dogism or well enough alonialism.
Well, I want to hear Jonathan Turley's analysis, but so sure. if we're going to go with, it's the difference between actions you took as president or actions that just benefited you privately as a candidate, which seems to be the difference. A lot of it then has to do with, on the specific case of Donald Trump, did he believe the election was stolen or the so poorly run it wasn't a fair election? Well, if he actually believes that, it's not crazy for him in his position as president to try to fix that. To make sure, you know, a coup doesn't happen?
Yeah, it's absolutely arguable. If he was 100% sincere, I don't think he was.
I don't think he was either. Right. Oh, and the other thing, I wanted to jump into a bunch of cable news shows yesterday and shout, there was a mechanism for dealing with this. Impeachment. That's when this should have been dealt with. It should have been dealt with an impeachment. I believe he should have been impeached or removed for what he did. Nancy Pelosi didn't craft the articles of impeachment in such a way and didn't do it fast enough to make that happen. But that was the mechanism.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point. You want to hear Jonathan Turley now?
Sure.
Let's do it.
What number?
Oh, 42, Michael.
You know, the three liberal justices made very clear early on they were going to vote with the special counsel. But the remainder of the justices were concerned about arguments on both sides. They didn't like the sweeping aspects of the Trump team's argument, but they also did not like the sweeping arguments of the special counsel. And Chief Justice John Roberts delivered a haymaker on the D.C. Circuit. He quoted a line from them, which basically said that these acts can be prosecuted because they're being prosecuted, and that circular language really sort of produced some chuckles in the room. But Roberts was asking a very serious question. How can that be the standard for presidents? So it looked like they were trying to sort of grope in the darkness, trying to find a third option, something that gives protection to presidents while not giving them carte blanche.
That is a good line, and I can see why it would make people giggle, but it's a good line. They can be prosecuted because they're being prosecuted. That's what's happening.
Yeah, thanks for that, D.C. Circuit Court. Bunch of wackadoodles.
By the way, given what I just said, that I think Trump should have been impeached, removed from office, what he did on January 6th, I also still prefer Trump over Biden for the presidency. And I certainly understand why somebody could say those don't two things don't go together. But they do for Attorney General Barr, who was the Attorney General under Trump, who said the other day, hey, one of them is Russian roulette. One of them is national suicide. I'm going with the Russian roulette, which is Trump. And Trump, did you see the statement Trump put out about that?
I did not.
Wow. Former AG Bill Barr, who let a lot of great people down by not investigating voter fraud in our country, has just endorsed me for president, despite the fact that I called him weak, slow-moving, lethargic, gutless, and lazy. Based on the fact that I greatly appreciated his wholehearted endorsement, I am removing the word lethargic from my statement. Thank you, Bill, MAGA 2024.
That is... Is that brilliant comedy, or is that... Does he understand? Oh,
so he's removing lethargic, so he still calls him weak, slow-moving, gutless, and lazy.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Somebody wake me up. Is this actually happening, or am I dreaming this?
Actually happening. More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Following the trail of plastic waste, American consumers think they are recycling. Our team following 46 tracking devices we placed in plastic bag recycling bins at big box stores across the country. And we found 3 from Walmart stores ended up thousands of miles away. One of them pinging from outside plastic facilities in Indonesia, where we found what appears to be illegal dumping. Another landing at a facility in Malaysia, which a 2023 Malaysian government list said was operating without an import license. Walmart provided a statement saying, in part, they are continuously improving their recycling program, drawing up new contracts with partners, requiring proof they're actually recycling.
If there were a Ministry of Truth and I were in charge of it, that statement would have read, look, 98% of the recycling thing is fake. We just continue to fake it because people expect us to. All right, leave us alone.
Right, and don't blame... That story made it seem like Walmart's doing something wrong. The whole recycling thing, as Joe just said, is phony. It has been for a long time. And it ain't Walmart's fault. It doesn't work for a variety of reasons. But to me, this is... This is another example of the way the human mind works, and we talk about this a lot. We were just talking about it yesterday, how the first thing you hear gets stuck in your head, And even when you're presented with contrary evidence, it's very hard to dislodge the first thing you heard. I find it difficult to throw a plastic bottle in the regular garbage, even though I have read and watched story after story proving that I'm not actually doing anything good by putting it in the recycling. But it's still tough for me to do it.
Yeah, it's on the way to the same dump as everything else. Because there's no market for those materials. It's too expensive to make them into products. The Chinese bought it for a long time. Now they don't.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work.
And if you don't think there's enough landfill space in America, drive across Nevada someday. There's plenty.
And then if you, a lot of towns you live in, like the one I live in, you have to have the recycle bin, which you have to pay for, and it's kind of expensive. But I just gave up. When I saw the John Stossel report that I tweeted out the other day of him following garbage trucks around and doing this, I thought, why am I doing this? I just started throwing it all in the regular bin. Why am I wheeling two things out every Monday morning?
Well, in the communist enclave where you live, won't you get fined for that or arrested? Don't they have people who go through your garbage to inspect it?
In theory, yeah.
Well, that's why everything we say on the air is made up. We don't actually exist. This is AI.
Isn't that something? And they still... Oh, and all the stuff... this is what I learned from the John Stossel report. All those... The little circle with the arrows, recyclable? Half of those, more than half of those, aren't true. They have the recyclable symbol on them, but they're not recyclable.
What are we doing?
Exactly. What are we doing?
As a society.
What are we doing? The latest on the campus protests, which are growing, not shrinking, all across the country. Coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're very close in New York, I understand, and we're leading in the country by a lot. Poll just came out a little while ago, as you saw yesterday, that we're up in every swing state and up by a lot in every swing state. So I think we're going to do very well, and we're going to make a play for New York. I just heard there was a very good poll came out. Normally, a Democrat will win New York. Biden is the worst president in history, and we have some very bad people here, but we have the greatest people, and they're right behind me. And they all want us to run, and we're gonna run very hard in New York. New York, we have a good chance of winning New York, in my opinion, but we're going to give it a shot.
So, exaggerating as usual, as all politicians do, the poll numbers, but he is ahead a lot of places and has been for a while, and blah, blah, blah. Can he make a play for New York? Boy, I doubt it, but... Here is the clip of the day yesterday was making the rounds. Here's a construction worker, which is core Scranton Joe people right here. Unionized construction worker. A journalist asks him a question.
What's the IC seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan. Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Oh, earthy.
Mm. You surprised to see all the Republicans? No, not at all. It's turning again. It's Trump's turn. What's your message to Joe Biden? Blank you.
Wow, that is so in keeping with the trends everybody's seen and talked about, that the working class America of all colors are saying, yeah, the Democrats, goodbye, goodbye. Yeah. We're turning to Trump.
Anyway, I wanted to get that on. So we had a story yesterday. I don't know if you heard it. In case you didn't, and I wanted to Katie to join us on this because we had a lot of fun with it. What stands out from you, Katie, in the story of the Secret Service agent that went nuts? It was part of Kamala Harris's detail. She went nutso yesterday, which included punching her boss. What else was she doing?
Hiding behind a curtain, chucking tampons at her associate or mentioning pads.
She was deleting her apps. Oh, that's right. Phones.
She grabbed a guy's phone and started deleting his apps.
Yeah, she wasn't deleting her own apps. She was grabbing other people and starting deleting apps from the phone. Hey, I play that game.
This sounds like the poor woman snapped, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, throwing tampons.
And then she started yelling that they were all going to hell and other madness.
Yeah, she punched her boss. And then at some point, they realize, okay, this person's completely crazy and has a gun.
Yes, so they loaded gun.
Had to rustle the gun out of her hand. What is the message when you throw a tampon at someone there, Katie?
Well, I mean, I know in my past, throwing a tampon at a guy has been like, oh, you know, quit your bitching.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Quit being a meow meow.
Yes. A meow meow, precisely.
You're making a gendered statement.
Yes.
Oh, please stop using gendered language when you hurl things at friends.
All right. Yeah, it just sounds like a meltdown to me. I mean.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so and I got an update on this from an inside source that is really interesting. There was speculation in the reporting yesterday from some of the agents not named that it had to do with DEI hiring this woman, and she wasn't exactly qualified, but they needed, you know, certain sort of person to get on there. Well, this is
happening in many professions.
I can't say where I'm getting this information, but trust me, this is real stuff, or I wouldn't be passing it along to you.
Jack's friends with Hunter Biden. That's the source.
When going through training, there were numerous concerns brought forth by her classmates and class coordinators, supervisory agents who mentor and monitor each class of new recruits for the Secret Service. These concerns all centered around her suitability to perform the job. Can she be calm during moments of high intensity? Is she able to multitask? Well, she is kind of multitasking. She grabbed a guy's phone, was deleting apps, and throwing tampons. So that's two things.
Right. Busy morning.
Is she resilient? The answer to all of these questions was a resounding no. Keep in mind, this is training in fake scenarios. Her class coordinator called her, and I quote, a nut job. Wow. When this happens, the training center supervisors convene what's called a special agent review board. Then it gets into all that. They got together for 2.5 hours with the class coordinators passionately imploring the supervisors to dismiss this trainee. In the end, it was decided to keep her on. It'll become more evident here coming up in a little bit. Ultimately, and there's a lot more information on this that I won't get to, that was very, very interesting to me, but it's this person said, it's akin to public schools continually advancing a kid who can't read. Nobody wants to deal with the problem and eventually to become society's problem. You don't want to get the blowback at your level for dealing with this, so you pass it along to the next level and say, you know, good luck to you.
Right. I know of concrete examples where folks were told from above, we need two of X in the graduating class. And the folks who do the training say, we don't have two that are qualified. Well, then give me two, whether they're qualified or not. And some of this is really important and dangerous stuff, like the Secret Service. The idea that you would abrogate, you would fail in your core duty to fulfill this tangential socio-political checklist is disgusting.
Well, I'll save my ultimate point once I get through a little bit more of this. But it's
there's more.
It's just more of what you were saying. Yeah, there is more. The hiring field office determines whether they're suitable. Well, the field offices have DEI quota incentives and routinely send people they know shouldn't be on the job. In this woman's case, here's a story of the baggage she brought to the hiring process, and there's a link to a story. Female police officer files $1 million gender discrimination lawsuit against the city of Dallas. So this person had done that in their past. So wow. You knew you're dealing with somebody who's willing to sue and make a big stink, right? Here's what's being said in the back channels today. They knew what she was when they hired her. They fought hard to keep her, despite what they were told by the people who knew her well, that she wasn't suitable. And this person said, we're heading toward a colossal security failure. We're doomed as a nation and a society if at this level, this is someone who's on the vice presidential detail during a turbulent time where a threat of violence is more in the air than it has been since I was a tiny child.
Yes.
And we're still going to let DEI and that sort of crap rule the day. I mean, why would I believe that it's better in various levels of government, military, nuclear deterrence, anything else? I mean, if Secret Service protection for the vice president does this, I got to believe it's happening at every level of everything. I've been hoping that we're not doing this, you know, where it really matters. We're doing it in schools. Yeah. We're doing it in your local police force some, but surely not at that. If we're doing it at this level, they're putting through somebody in the Secret Service who's going to be guarding the vice president, and everybody's saying, she's not qualified. No freaking way. Still do it for DEI reasons. We are doomed. You think China does this, or do you think they get the most qualified people for every position?
Right. I was just rereading the fact that on like day one in office, Joe Biden put out that memorandum saying we are going to put DEI programs to work in every department of the government in every way. As always, I must say, dismantle every DEI program everywhere it exists immediately, whether corporate, educational or governmental. It's a cult. It's neo-Marxism. It's awful. It has nothing to do with diversity. You're right. If the compulsion to do this in the name of whatever phony, you know, desire for diversity is behind it is so strong and irresistible that they're doing it in the military, in the Secret Service. That's you're dealing with madness. You're dealing with an inability to process that which is plainly true. We need excellence and only excellence at that level. I can't imagine being a Secret Service supervisor and saying, you got to put her through anyway. I mean, you are enslaved by a radical ideology that does not give a crap about your core mission, which is insane.
This inside information was leaked to us because of that last sentence, I'm sure. We are heading toward a colossal security failure. This is somebody that knows how it works and knows where this is going to lead.
One of my favorite things said about this was said by Jordan Peterson, and I'm not sure if it was an original thought, but it doesn't matter. He was talking about hierarchies and how incredibly important they are in a society, meaning excellence. You achieve being at the higher echelons of things through excellence and only excellence. And that they're, and that the role of the left, maybe, or fair-minded people, is to make sure at the bottom of that ladder, there's no discrimination. A little black girl has the same opportunity as a white boy or a Hispanic boy or whatever to begin the process of achieving excellence. That's very, very important. Otherwise, you have a racist or discriminatory society. But if you can ensure that the bottom end of that, you must never, ever, ever compromise at the top end. Because that's suicidal, and it doesn't solve the problem at the bottom end.
Right.
And, you know, to quote one of my favorite Avett Brothers songs, I'm frightened by those who don't see it.
This is disturbing. Not surprising, I guess. I did think at this level, there is no messing around with this stuff.
Yeah. You know, I have a feature, multi-part feature ready to go anytime you want about how your big-time medical colleges now are absolutely, they have been enslaved, purchased, whatever you want to say, by the DEI thing. And they are teaching things in medical schools that are clearly, undeniably untrue.
Well, this is how I can justify, in my mind anyway, Trump over Biden, for the very reasons that Attorney General Barr said. Trump is Russian roulette, but Biden is national suicide. If we continue down this road of this sort of thing.
Inevitable ruin, division, revolution.
Wow.
It's a hell of a choice.
That's a stunning story to head into your beautiful Friday on. Huh? You're preparing to party for the weekend. You can't think about national ruin.
I can't.
How was your day? Here's a drink. Music's loud, so I gotta tell. How was your day? I'm okay. Thinking about national ruin. Dancing around.
We're all doomed, by the way. You're cute. You want to get coffee sometime? Not that the nation will still be here.
Actually, I was promising myself earlier, I'm going to listen to music today. I'm not going to listen to a book about World War III or the economy. I'm going to listen to music today. I'm going to make myself do it.
You are so right. That's funny. I had a similar conversation with myself. I was out walking the dog, and when Judy got home from the golf course yesterday afternoon, and she stops to say hi and give me a kiss, and I'm in the midst of, now granted, I was in the midst of cleaning up my dog's poo, which is like a third of my free time these days. How have I crafted my life? What has happened? But I'm listening to an incredibly intense discussion about Ukraine policy. And I like resented being interrupted by the person I love the most, who wanted to say hello and pet our dog. And I'm thinking, okay, you are off the rails, buddy. You got to hit a reset or something. Wow. So anyway, here's to hitting a reset.
You spend a third of your free time picking up dog excrement.
Roughly, yeah. Well, that seems like it anyway. There's the walking him to where he'd like to poop. We call it the laxative lot. In our neighborhood, where he, for whatever reason, man, that's the happy hunting ground. He hits that lot, and it's like a GPS thing goes off in him or something.
It's like I am in a Borders books.
Very similar phenomenon.
Yeah, just like that.
Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
I ate Panda Express again last night, since you guys convinced me that's not disgusting. Somehow I'd gotten in my head that Panda Express was disgusting, but you guys convinced me it's a step above like Burger King and stuff. So,
oh, I think so. It's you know, more modest than a good sit down Chinese restaurant, but it's sure. pretty good. What'd you think?
It was delicious. And at least thus far, there have been no repercussions, if you know what I'm saying.
Thank you for that. Do we still have that cop and, I'm sorry, the construction worker guy, Andy? Can't remember what clip that was. It doesn't
What's
matter.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Oh, that's unnecessary. And then you have this Florida cop who's talking to a guy who he caught keying a car because it had a Let's Go Brandon sticker on it.
Oh, is it Winn-Dixie to pick up some coffee and key lime pie?
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember what you did when you walked out of Winn-Dixie? Okay, the green Toyota Tundra pickup truck that you walked up to, you don't remember what you did?
I walked by a truck, yeah.
Okay, what did you do to it?
I scratched it.
Why? Was it the bumper sticker? Because they've got a ton of security footage there, yeah, man.
Okay, so.
So I see you walking behind it and you look over at it and she's got a sticker that says, Let's Go Brandon or something.
Yeah, I guess it infuriated me.
Okay.
Yep.
Was that it? That's the only reason you did it? You don't know who owns the truck or anything?
Yeah, that's the only reason I did it.
Oh, interesting. I was wondering, why is the cop digging into the why the keying, but there is a difference between if you're like, personally angry at a human being, I guess that's kind of a threat, a little bit of violence perhaps could be heading that direction.
Could be.
If it's just the bumper sticker, then it's different, I guess.
Yeah, he's dealing with a different sort of situation.
I like the detail. Can you play the very beginning again? I like that detail the guy threw in.
Oh, is it Winn-Dixie to pick up some coffee and key lime pie?
Yeah, so that. I like it. The particular kind of pie, just the
two of my favorite things on earth, coffee and key lime pie. High five, buddy. Quit, you know, keying people's cars. But
if you've just committed a crime and the cops all of a sudden are questioning you, it's good to get in the, you know, the details that make any writing rich. You know, just
I like how an 8-year-old does it. I just walked by it. That's all you did? Well, I scratched it. Did you scratch it? Yeah, I scratched it. Why? Because it had a bumper sticker on it. It made me mad. Are you a grown man or not?
Here's something I learned the other day. I almost hate to say this on the air.
Uh-oh. But what do you think, Michael?
In fact, I won't say it on the air just because I don't. But it was a way to damage a vehicle that is really expensive, I found out from a friend.
Oh, no. No, let's not.
And that I didn't know. And I thought, why do people key cars at people they're angry at and not do this, because that is a way bigger deal. And it's simple, but it was $17,000 worth of damage to somebody's car that they think might be for political reasons.
Bada boom, bada bing, sugar in the gas tank.
Yeah,
wrote
exactly.
The Simpsons many years ago.
Yeah. I had something I was going to talk about and it flipped out of my head. Oh, I was
because you're fixated on vandalism for some reason.
We were at eating at a. Oh, I'm out of time. I guess I'll have to tell the story next week or sometime. Ran out of time. Don't key people's cars. You know what a low-life scumbag waste of skin you are if you key somebody's car for any reason? You are
incredibly
pathetic.
Cowardly.
You are so pathetic. You are a weak, awful human being, and don't think you're not. Good Lord. Could anything be more despicable than that?
Oh, I got a list, but it's despicable. Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.